everyone, it's Packard Sonic. This is part two of the show we recorded with the Brainstorm crew on Friday, September 1st, 2017. The tech issues seem to subside a bit on this half of the show, but the audio still sounds a bit bad at points, but it's a lot more listenable than the first half of the show. Again, no idea why. Due to a death in the family, there will be no live show Friday night, as I really don't want to be editing the next day. I'm sure you can understand why. To make up for the show being truncated last week, this segment of the show is quite a bit longer. With that said, we will be back to normal episodes the following week. Thanks for listening.
We can say definitively that religions are all bullshit.
Welcome to Brainstorm!
We have the explicit tag for a reason.
This is a base level argument to a higher level morality.
I get paid to science?
To science as much as one can science.
What the hell was my point?
Trigger warning. The Brainstorm podcast will criticize your most cherished beliefs. We attack nonsense in all its forms and discuss difficult subjects.
What time is it? It's Packard Folks at Time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardFolksAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Folks at and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Folks at, and I'm poking at your news.
Joining us tonight from the far west coast is Connie Practical Magic 9, or maybe not. She might have stepped away.
Ah, sorry.
There she is. There she is.
I muted during the... was a break, but yeah. You don't know that. there was a break.
We had a break.
We have tapes. Improve it.
Anyway, that was County Practical Magic Night from the West Coast, and we have joined us tonight Matt, not a believer, 71, or he stepped away too. I don't know.
Hello.
A nice try.
We did have Tom, our friendly neighborhood atheist, was joining us earlier. He might be back. He's trying to restart his equipment. So we're going to get back on with the rest of the show here.
Okay.
Please, we've got the Brainstorm podcast here.
Yeah, we're still here.
You're still here. You're still here. Corey. Yeah,
that's right.
tell us who's on your end of the microphone tonight.
For all our patrons and those listening live, we've still got Lisa.
I like gummy bears.
And Gumby.
I left.
And we've got our amazing Dave doing our sound for us.
I'm so amazing you can't see me.
That's right. And this is now the Shift to Reason Radio portion of what would be our live broadcast.
If
it was our show.
Right. It is our show. It's all of our show.
It's tonight. All of our show. Yeah.
It's all of our show tonight.
All of our show belong to us.
That's right. All of your show belong to us.
Fucking what the fucking fuck? Who the fuck? Fuck this fucking... How did you do fucking... Fucks! Fuck!
Well, it certainly illustrates the diversity of the word.
Corey, that's a fun
take
one.
The story here, please?
Best bumper ever.
Yeah, <it's- laughs>
That will get us kicked off of YouTube at all.
Yeah. If you're worried about it, that's probably not the bumper to play.
No.
So I got a story from the CTVnews.ca where a rapper defiantly stares at the eclipse and then has to cancel his Toronto shows. For a rapper whose debut single was Unorthodox, Joey Badass, and the S's are dollar signs. Isn't one to accept.
I was looking at that. Did they say? I was wondering. Was the guy that wrote this article is like, oh shit, I don't want to swear, so I'll just put dollar signs in his name. Or is this actually they use actually dollar signs for his name?
No, I'm pretty sure they use dollar signs for his name. I think that's a rapper thing.
It's just cool. Sure. It's just cool, dude.
Kesha has a dollar sign for her S.
Right, right. Except Kesha's actually talented. I don't know about this guy.
And not partially blind, right?
Yeah, that's right. And now this guy's partially blind.
I would never have pegged you for a Kesha fan, dude. Like, all you ever play is metal.
Because metal kicks ass.
It does.
I literally skip every Kesha sign, turn the radio off, and like, I cannot stand that woman's voice.
He's a Robin fan, too.
Really? Yeah. It doesn't. Wow.
He got mad when I threw his Robin disc. Yes, that was 25 years ago, and you're never living it down.
Oh, my God. Okay, sorry. Off track.
Batman was
off
quickly track. after the Robin disc, right?
Yeah.
Batman, Robin, never mind.
Joker got away.
Ooh. Boo.
Every time.
Definitely
a
name.
You
badass?
Yeah.
Yeah, Joey Badass.
Like, is
it Yeah, no, on the tweet here, it does say badass. So I think the writer didn't want to put the S's in there.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
He does have a bad, yeah. He does look like he has a bad hair day.
Yeah, it looks like his hair got caught in a fan or something.
The bad crimping accident.
I got to fight my crimper.
So I guess he put out in a series of tweets that says that, am I crazy for watching the eclipse today with no glasses? I've sun gazed before and afterwards saw colors for a whole day. I didn't die, though.
That's always my yardstick. I didn't die.
Nobody said you would die.
But did you die?
Oh, my God.
He is from Brooklyn.
Oh, jeez.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
Nothing. Maybe.
He's a hipster who likes, like, boutique cupcakeries. Like, what? Like, I don't
know. Is that a Brooklyn thing?
Yeah, it's all hipsters now.
Sorry. Yeah.
Michael Che has a great stand-up routine where he's like, he says white women are most powerful people on the earth. They made Brooklyn, like, safe and, like, full of cupcakeries and shit. Anyways.
Nice.
The home of like Beastie Boys is all hipster. It's
gone hipster. It's gone to the hip.
Yeah. I like the next tweet. He says, this ain't the first solar eclipse, and I'm pretty sure our ancestors ain't have no fancy eyewear. Also, pretty sure they ain't going to go blind.
Yeah. They never had no fancy education.
This is interesting because it depends how far back one's going that it would be a concern, right? Like, at some point, there was no real difference between humans and animals in the way we reacted to something like this. Right. Animals aren't staring up at the sky. They're acting as though it's night.
Yeah, we actually discussed that on the show a couple weeks ago when we had the solar eclipse. It was like everybody was saying, well, people were saying, take your pets inside because they think that your animals might look up at the sky. We're looking to see the night sky because, you know, the moons were in front of the sun. And we were saying most of those animals, including, you know, the wild animals, it's like, hey, it's nighttime. I got to do this thing. I got to go to sleep now.
Yeah, that's right.
Or if they do look up and they see the sun, it's still fucking bright and it still burns your eyes to look at it. They're not going to be like, oh, I'm going to stare at that thing. They probably go like, oh, no, that hurts the eyes. I'm not going to look at it. And you know, that's how I see our ancestors.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is that there's actually no pain receptors in the back of the eye. So when you get damage in the back of the eye, it's permanent. You don't even know it's there. I've seen images of like people with crescent moons on their eye, on the inside of their eyeballs. It's amazing.
I was hoping Trump was going to go blind. I'll say it.
I was too. We were talking about, oh yes, thank you. We were talking about that as well. It was like, oh yeah, please go blind. It's like, I can't continue anymore. I've been blinded by the sun.
The one picture shows his wife.
He did put some glasses.
The one picture shows his wife looking at the sun. And it's like, the only way she never has to look at her husband again. I thought it was hilarious.
How long must I stare?
I have to look at this guy again. Where's that sun? I want to look right at it real quick. real for a long time.
That's so, kind of blind known for. So
that. Now, he did say that due to unforeseen circumstances, my Cleveland and Chicago, Toronto shows and on the Everybody Tour are canceled because he was seen. He said he was hinted at vision problems.
Unforeseen
circumstances. No, those were foreseen circumstances. You're out there looking at the star, at the sun. Well, it's starting to eclipse before, you know, whatever. Yeah, those are not unforeseen circumstances. Those are foreseen, dude.
Maybe he didn't see it because he damaged his vision.
Dude, it's all these funny colors I'm seeing now.
I'm just saying.
You know, if he was high first, he might not have noticed that he was seeing things.
True. There was a one last tweet here. It says he was seeing double, stacking triple. I don't know what the stacking triple is. Is he at the International House of Waffles or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Burgers?
What? I'm not hip, so.
I'm so hip. It's hip to be square.
I don't think that was true even when that song came out.
That's true. Welcome back, Tom.
Hello.
Hey, there he is.
What's your opinion on staring at the sun during the eclipse, Tom?
Painful.
So you would advise against it?
Well, you got a few moments there. Corona, which is all right.
Where were you when badass needed your help? Advisable.
I actually slept during the eclipse.
Oh, is that right?
Me too. Well, but yeah. it suddenly got dark, and I needed to go to sleep. So.
Did you just curl up on the hood of a car? Is that what happened?
In my office, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just went into my office and had a nap.
It wasn't even that dark here.
I'm just a little south of where you guys are at, and it didn't get very dark here. Of course, we also had massive cloud cover, so we could barely see anything.
Yeah, it was very cloudy.
We had, too.
Oh, no, we had a nice sunny day, but we only had 75% coverage of the sun. 25% of bright is still fucking bright, so it's just...
that's right.
Well, you think
that's
in the
math
States,
for you. That's math.
In the States, they have 10 times the people we have, so they have 10 times the vape bros, so they got hit 10 times the clouds.
The what? Vape?
Vape bros.
What's it? Oh, yeah.
No, so that was the problem? Everybody was out vaping at that time? Well, no wonder.
They fucked it up for everybody else.
I'm going to have to talk to somebody.
Yeah, that's right. They fucked it up for everybody else.
I'm going to write a letter to legislation say don't vape during the eclipses. That's got to be a law.
Protest your local vape shop.
Farting.
Put a muzzle on the back of those cows.
Well, in Illinois, we get the next one. The one we just had went from Washington to South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
The next one's going from, I think, like New Jersey to Texas.
Yeah, from Texas to New Jersey, it's going the other direction.
And Southern Illinois is getting the exact same spot, getting it both times.
Yeah, it's like
actually, it was Oregon. It was Oregon on this end because it was just a little south of me. Even though it wasn't that far south of me, it was like you said, it was still really bright.
You know what, Tom? The fact is that you got the moon is crossing over in that same spot. You got to map out where it's going to cross out, and then you got to dig up that spot. It's it's like a treasure hunt.
Yeah.
What we need is a Death Star.
It's funny. I know several people who are into I can't remember if it's heliocentricity or geocentricity. Anyways, the Earth is the center of the universe.
Oh, those
trying
people.
Heliocentricity.
How we get these solar eclipses. They're mighty quiet about it.
Actually, I saw the popping up of videos from these people saying, oh, the eclipse proves that the Earth is flat. It's like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? Are
how
you
does that
people
work?
Really? These people are really this slow. These people are really this slow.
That reminds me of the guy who took a level, like a floating bubble level, into an airplane when he went flew from one place to the other, and he's like, look, it doesn't move. It stays level the whole time. Proof that we didn't actually fly around anything. What?
You don't have to be smarter than a grade 2 kid to be an adult. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You want to advise to look at the eclipse.
Those people should look at the eclipse.
Yeah.
Keep staring. Eventually the moon is going to get in the way.
Right.
It may take a few years, but just keep staring.
Yeah, just go out there. Speaking of staring, we had a comment from the chat room from the real Paul Marshall. Thank you for your comment. He says, is it defiant thing when an orange shittabong stares at the sun. Inquiry mind wants to know as an N-O, not K-N-O.
Yeah, it would have been nice if...
I think they should put a tax break in L.A. I think California should evict all the smart people and put tax incentives for flat earthers, heliocentrists, people that want to build arcs. Because the thousand-year flood just happened, even though it happened, like, what, 3 years ago, too. And all the other natural disasters have happened. The earthquake's coming. And I don't yeah. want cool people living in California when that happens. I want the flat earthers and all those guys down there.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, I see what you're saying well, there.
California's been talking about seceding from the United States, and that's what they're waiting for, to really secede into the ocean.
To do it properly.
Yeah, to break off, eh?
We're going to build a wall of water above us.
Screw you guys. I'm out of here.
The next Earth, California will separate from the United States.
And become its own island. The island of California.
That's right.
They're going to secede.
Atlantis 2.
We're not going to build a wall. We're just going to separate completely.
There you go.
And then as soon as that happens, there'll be sanctions and embargoes. Is there any oil in California? Because then we can you'll declare war on California.
There's oil pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of how far down you want to dig. We actually have some oil wells here in Wisconsin. There's few and far in between, but they're there.
Like cheese oil?
I think there's some in Illinois, too. I don't know where, but I think there are some here.
Yeah.
Not very many.
I've seen them. I've driven through Illinois quite a few times, and I've seen a few oil wells. I mean, they're not like the classic ones where you see the big hammer going back and forth. But I've seen them like the towers, you know.
Well, now you're going to name some Canadian. You're going to name some Canadian provinces and territories with oil now. Let's go. Spit them out. Play your game.
I've never been to Canada. I can't say.
They have oil wells. They have tar pits.
Yeah.
That's Alberta.
That's northern Alberta.
Oh, my
Alberta.
God. Don't say that as I'm trying to drink. I almost spit it all over.
And Alberta is a tar pit.
Tar sands, I think, is the word you're looking for.
It's a pit.
They don't even like tar sands. They like.
No, they have got to call it oil sands if you're in the industry, but whatever.
It's actually called bismuth, but they can't pronounce it. So.
Yeah.
Bismarck?
It's like Pittsburgh? Bismarck. No, Bismarck.
Oh, I think it's Pittsburgh. That's
Pittsburgh
not a province here.
Either one, it's the same thing.
Well, we're in Saskatchewan and we have oil. We have lots of oil.
Yeah, lots of it. Actually, they just discovered a new reservoir underneath the Bakken that they're working on.
Which has me excited because it's right under Stoughton, which is where my oil well is. All they have to go is drill my well a little deeper.
You have your own oil well?
Well, our family has it.
So you're an oil...
He's an oil baron, let's be honest.
Yeah,
oil baron. We're in the presence of an oil baron.
The profits split between 20 people, so there's not...
That's still...
An oil baron who shills cards for a living. Come on.
It was a lot of money the first year, and that was when the economy dropped out of oil. So the first year... Now, remember, 20 families. I got 50 grand the first year.
Wow.
No, taxes. I ended up with 25. It's just like
still
the lot... It's just like the lottery down there. But 25 grand here is like 50 bucks down there, right?
That's true. That's true. I cross the border and I'm automatically swamped by hookers and things like that because they think I'm rich.
No, those are police.
Oh, those two. That's the police. They're on bicycles.
Yeah. And then every year since then, it's been 5 grand. So the oil price dropped out. And your first year of production is where all the real money is in oil, in a well, normally. That's the easy oil. Now, kind of like when you're making hash oil and you just rub your finger oil.
Are those bicycles oil powered? They're gerbil powered. Gerbil powered hookers? Now that's a whole new concept.
No, the bicycles.
Oh, I was going to say... I was going to say, well, you got to show me a diagram of a gerbil-powered hooker. So,
it's got to be a robot with a wheel in the middle.
I'm picturing like a really bad 40s or 50s sci-fi movie now.
Thank you.
Gerbil-powered police hookers came from Mars. Yeah. I'd watch that.
I'm not drawing.
Yeah, I bet you would.
She will later. She's like, oh, you know what? I'm going to draw it anyway, just because.
I bet Nick Cage would be in that movie if we shot today.
Probably.
Because he doesn't turn down anything.
No. You're going to give me money for something? Okay.
Oh, yeah. You just say, Dick Cage, I got a job for you up there.
Yeah, that's right.
I need another Rolls Royce Phantom. So
yeah.
I only got, I only got 42 Rolls Royce Phantoms in my Rolls Royce Phantom account. Sorry. Okay, I'm done.
It's the Onion Radio News.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
You know, religion tries to rob you everywhere they go. You know, they're always there with their hand out. But they're being a little bit more progressive about this because there was two nuns that tried to rob a bank in Tannersville, Pennsylvania. Well, two people dressed as nuns anyway, two ladies. I don't hear very much about women robbing banks very often. The last time I heard about a woman robbing a bank was with Bonnie and Clyde. But women are doing this now. Police say that two women dressed as nuns attempted to rob a bank in Pennsylvania in the Poconos. Authorities said the women walked into the Citizens Bank near Tannersville on Monday and brandished a handgun demanding the money from a teller. But they left without taking anything. Each of the women was wearing a black nun's habit and a veil. One woman was wearing sunglasses. The FBI is investigating the posted bank surveillance photos on Twitter. Now, the fact is, the story itself is funny, but the comments were even funnier. For this one here, from this guy named Voodood, whatever his name is, he says, two nuns with bad habits. Apparently, nuns are still tough broads. One was armed with a ruler. Nuns with guns, perish the thought. A tale of no interest. So they got none of the money, N-U-N, none of the money.
These are all good.
And they were wholly unsuccessful. There's a lot more here.
To be clear, these are all terrible.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what makes them good.
Because puns are the worst.
Do you know why nuns always travel in pairs?
Don't.
What's that going to be? You're one of spaghettified.
Do you know why nuns always travel in at least two? There's always at least two of them?
No, why do they travel in twos?
Because one nun's there to make sure the other nun don't get none.
Oh, jeez. Oh man.
Fucking Christ.
They're laughing.
Where's my rim shot?
Somebody's laughing. Nobody in the room is laughing.
Oh, I'm laughing on the inside so hard that I get to come here. Lisa's like, why is he even here?
I'm trying to think of something about that being my reaction being veiled or something, maybe. Anyways, continue. Oh.
You were going to do a pun, too. Oh.
I guess not everything's black and white.
She walked in there with a veiled breath.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd like to comment that says here, banks rob people, people rob banks. It's that great cycle of life.
Yep. Yeah.
Only one of those two goes to jail, though.
Yeah.
Do you think we should invite them to the convention next year? No.
You know, maybe they just had to get out. Maybe they're nuns. They haven't had any excitement. They've just been cloistered for so long.
Oh.
I could do this shit all day.
But if we saw them, we wanted to like hang out and sing a song. We could play Ring Around the Rosary. Just any. Okay.
Done. There you go.
Okay, I'm done. They're getting worse.
They were pretty bad at the start.
I'm making them up on the fly here. Okay.
This story is like just none too nun. Good.
Oy. Enough.
One person said they left after they were told to bead it. Bead. B-E-A-D.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Sweet Jesus.
I said they left without taking anything. Well, they failed at the thou shalt not steal, but they passed on the vow of poverty, so we call it a watch.
Yeah, there you go.
It's good times.
not as good as anything in the comment section, though, or anything else anybody else has had to say, because, yep.
I take no responsibility for any of the puns thrown around.
Are you absolved of responsibility? Just saying.
I set you up, didn't I?
At least you had the good grace to not take anything.
And he confessed that he had nothing to do with the puns.
Oh, no.
We're sacrificing him on the altar here of puns.
Okay, we're done.
Sorry, puns.
And also with you, baby. Also with you.
Sorry, puns just get to be habit forming. So
yeah.
woman dressed as a nun.
I did not have that clip already. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom. Oh, my God.
Was one of them Whoopi Goldberg?
I was thinking of that movie, actually.
I just saw that.
A very good movie.
Well, her career's gone to shit. Maybe she just needed money. Like, she's on The View.
I think the people who are on The View like money being on the View. I think they like being on The View.
How?
Otherwise, they wouldn't be on it.
That happens? People only do stuff if they like it on TV?
Maybe they just do it for the money. Do you like selling cars? Would you show up there if they didn't pay you money for it? No, you wouldn't. Would you show up to do whatever
No, that's why I would rob a bank. If I was told, hey, here's some money if you do this crappy show called The View, I'd be like, can I just rob a bank instead?
Dress as a nun. You have to do it dressed as a nun.
Sure, I'm not going to stick out. I'm 6'4" and I'm a big fat 350-pound man. I would be the king penguin. Emperor penguin. That'd be me.
No, that was one of the comments, actually. That was actually one of the comments. Somebody said that they were probably part of the penguin's habit or something like that. I can't find it now. But, yeah, so the penguin's gang.
We should probably take a vow of silence on all these puns.
Oh, shut up.
Just saying.
Just not quitting. You're just not quitting.
You know, you're going to confess. You know what? I confess. We should probably move on to the next story then.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to pun the shit out of it.
Hello. My name is Philo. And welcome to. Secrets of the Universe.
A UHF bumper. That is amazing.
You like that one?
That is amazing. That's off of a fantastic movie.
Yes, it is. That's from the movie UHF. Yes.
Sure is.
UFO enthusiasts are heading to Wyoming for the upcoming rendezvous. Now, over in Devil's Tower, Wyoming, it's just like from the science fiction movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. UFO enthusiasts are being drawn to the strange geographical... I said the same thing at the fucking goddamn meeting, too. The geological formation in Wyoming. Devil's Tower has played a role in the well-known UFO film that came out 40 years ago. The first Devil's Tower UFO rendezvous will be held at the site from September 14th through the 16th. The formation is actually a solidified core of an ancient volcano. Experts on the UFOs will speak at the convention. I got to ask this question. How do you become an expert on a UFO? Because we have no UFOs to examine.
It's like
you can't be an.
It's the exact same as the article that there's a good chance that we were mutated from descendants from Alpha Centauri. Say experts. What fucking experts? There are experts.
I was looking for clips for this show. I was looking for that one where he says it's not aliens, but it's aliens. And I was watching that clip where he's like, "Well, the aliens came down to mess with our DNA, so we're actually hybrids, and so we're all actually hybrids." I'm like, "What are you talking about? There's no evidence of that. You're just making stupid shit up." Now, let me put this out: Close Encounters of the Third Kind are coming back to theaters, and they reproduced it. I mean, they didn't make a new version of it. They just
remastered,
fixed it or something, you know.
So now instead of flashlights, the FBI agents are carrying actual guns.
There you go.
Like it's a reverse of E.T., right?
Yeah, it's reverse E.T.
Okay.
So where is this happening again?
Devil's Tower, Wyoming.
Wyoming, right. So has a warning been put out to keep your cows inside so they don't get mutilated?
We wouldn't want them turned inside out or anything.
No.
Right. And make sure you have your kids don't climb through the dog door while you've done everything else to slam everything shut. And I always wondered about that in the movie. It's like you reach into the fireplace to shut the flue and you put stuff over the vents and everything like that to keep out the aliens, but you forget to cover up the dog door.
Did they even have a dog?
No, I don't know. They just had a dog door, and the kid crawled through the dog door. He says, "Come in through the door." And as he's climbing out the door, he's like, "This is a bad parent. This is the movie about a bad parent who loses her kid to aliens,
or loses her mind and just says, 'I don't know where my child went.'
I don't know. He just crawled out the dog door.
Yeah. And nowadays, you know, CPS would have been called and." she would have been in jail. Should we tell these people? Okay, should we tell these UFO people that this was just a movie?
Wait, I think this whole thing is just a promotional stunt for the 40-year anniversary re-release of the movie.
Yeah, re-release. That's the words I was thinking. Re-release.
Yeah.
Is it a publicity stunt?
They said they're going to have live music and a barbecue cook-off. You know, alien meat.
I can get behind publicity stunt like this. Like, it's when people really believe this stuff that really starts to get to me. So
it could just be people having fun, right? I mean, like, you go to a Star Trek convention, everyone's dressed up as Spock and Klingons, and
right?
Like, but I think they know, yes, but for the most part, that it's all pretend, right?
For the most part, there are a small percentage of people that believe in it.
Yeah, that's okay.
So I actually had this discussion with somebody. It was just a fun little mental experiment, but it was because of David Koresh from way back when. This has nothing to do with aliens.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
But okay. And they were talking about, it's not even possible that somebody would believe that you're Jesus and you can build a following. I mean, no. If you're charismatic and you approach things properly, if you could convince one person in 10,000,
that's actually still a lot of people.
That is a very easy number to convince. And when you have 350 million people, that's 35,000 people that you've convinced that you're the Messiah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Why are you starting with 350 million people? Oh, in the state.
Yeah,
I get
population.
It. Okay.
Because whenever we talk about something,
every single one
we
of
never
them.
Talk about got Canada. It. We don't matter. They do.
Even to us.
No.
Corey's leading the way. Started with this podcast, by the way. I'm just saying. He's trying to lead the way. He's become the charismatic leader up there.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Or the beer with clam, because it's gross.
It isn't. It's fantastic.
And also poisoned.
Yeah.
It is not poisoned.
It's full of fentanyl.
Don't matter. We're not drinking it. Now that you're offering, actually.
No, it's for me, anyway. I'm not sure.
You're talking about Clamato? Is that what that is? Clamato?
It's called a chelada.
Ugh.
And it is Bud Light mixed with Clamato
juice.
To be fair, that's pre-mixed. The only way you can make Bud Light taste good is by adding something else to it.
And
the
it
only
still way doesn't
I make
taste
Bud
good.
Light taste, the only way I make Bud Light taste good is to pour it down the sink.
You know who I blame from Clamato? I blame aliens.
Aliens!
Yes. Brings it back around. Nice work.
It's funny because it's a very Saskatchewan thing.
I found out about cheladas down in Vegas.
Clamato, and I say Modelo.
Corey's already drinking the Clamato right now.
Chlamydia.
Shit! Oh, he went there.
You went there, Tom. You went there.
Oh, Tom. Oh, no. You never go that far. You know that.
It tastes the same.
Oh, my God. Let me mute myself. Damn,
I mean,
you.
Cheladas are salty, fairly acidic, tomato-y, and have a slight alcohol. Yeah, I guess that could be close, right?
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be as gross as I can.
Trying to be as gross as you can.
I missed the beginning of that.
Right.
I got to start paying attention to this podcast. Yeah.
Nobody pays attention to this podcast.
What are we like?
Wait, we're doing a podcast? Wait a minute. I thought we were just hanging out.
Yeah, we're just hanging out.
That's what we do.
What are we likening this to?
I don't know.
I hope someone's recording.
I'm thinking
this.
Like salty, tomato-y, kind of alcohol-y. I'm thinking like, remembering that story from a few months ago about the Italian giving all those blowjobs? I'm wondering if it's like Italian semen or like tomato-y, salty, and full of alcohol. I'm just saying.
Yeah, because when you're Italian, semen tastes different than that, apparently.
Right? No?
Italian semen is different than...
It really tastes like
that's what Corey drinks, right? Have another sip. Have another sip.
No worries here.
As he takes a big gulp. He doesn't fit, that's for sure.
I'm a swallower.
What I actually found more interesting about the article about Devil's Tower, because I'd never really stopped to think about it. I always wondered how the particular piece of landmass actually formed.
Right.
And I didn't know it was a...
It was mashed potatoes.
It's mashed potatoes. There was lots of mashed potatoes. Okay.
This means something.
It means something. It's important.
Well, there was a flood, and God put a cross there, and it fell over.
So how did the Devil's Tower form?
Well, it says it's a geological formation in Wyoming that's a solidified core of an ancient volcano. So it's like, I'm assuming, like, say the volcano filled up with lava and the sides just kind of washed away and the lava just stayed there. So it was just like one big pillar of lava there, that's all.
Neat.
I'd imagine that's what it looks like to me anyway.
Sounds like it'd be cool to go see anyway.
Yeah.
Clay, it really does.
Yeah, it looks...
Oh, yeah. Or mashed potatoes.
Or mashed potatoes.
I want mashed potatoes now.
Thank you. Talk me down.
From the picture, it looks kind of small, but it's actually quite large from what I understand. I mean,
that's what they all say.
Not the mashed potatoes.
It's bigger than it looks, really. Really. Tastes like tomato. Tastes like salt and tomato.
We're keeping it real up in Canada.
No, we keep it real.
Oh, Jesus Christ. They don't even get that joke.
No, they will. That's okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder what kind of what they're going to have for barbecue cook-offs. I mean, it just alien on a stick.
Spam.
Well, obviously spam.
Corn dogs.
You can't have a
corn dog with like a little alien.
Mashed potato fried mounds. Yes.
There you go. Now there was one comment I did want to read this from here. It says anyone who uses the term UFO expert is actually clarification of intelligence needs to be probed. So
nice. Well, I mean, there's Bigfoot experts. There's all kinds of experts on things that aren't real, right?
Here's
people who study cryptids.
If you were an expert on unidentified flying objects and you weren't able to identify them, you are a shitty expert.
Exactly.
Because they're not unidentifiable objects.
True. By the way, we have our other friend from Canada, Heretic Woman. She was asking me if I was making fun of Canadians again. No, Heretic Woman, I'm not. The Brainstorm Podcast is here with us. They're from Canada. So they make fun of themselves. They make fun of us. We make fun of them. You know, each other.
What's that? She's from Canada? We probably know her.
Yeah, oh yeah, we know.
There's
we
only
know
like 12 people
woman.
Here.
Yeah, that's right.
Unless I visit, then it's 13, you know.
Right. It's the self-deprecating humor. That's what's we've got going on here. That's
exactly. There was a good meme here that they have it looks like a little alien. He's coming down with his little UFO, like you see at the claw machines. But he's got his little UFO. He's trying to pick up the cow with it. So
the claw.
Because he's gonna turn the cow inside out. That's why.
Those are ruining this movie for me. I've never even seen it.
You've never seen Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
I never have.
Oh my God!
Spoilers.
You're missing it.
It's pretty old. So
it's a 40-year-old movie. You have some time yet.
Old doesn't mean bad, but like.
Well, no, but it means like if you haven't seen it, too bad.
Oh no! Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm joking about the spoilers.
I don't think they did a version of it in South Park.
I believe it was the pilot episode of South Park.
Oh, you're talking that one where they picked up Cartman and was...
Yeah.
Okay.
And he had the big satellite come out of his butt.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I didn't have a 40-foot satellite come out my ass. That one.
Cartman fire fart.
Yeah.
Yep.
But they were turning the cows inside out, so it was kind of like a spoof of Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Okay, all right. Yeah, no, you're right in that instance, yes.
Oh, well, no, they didn't turn cows inside out. In Close Encounters, and I'm giving you. Well, I don't care about my age, but I was in college when this movie came out, and I was with my first husband, my then fiance, and I still remember thinking, you know, we were out at some point at our college town, and we saw something. We thought it was a UFO, and it eventually turned, and it was a plane with a reader board on the side of it. It was. Actually, it's something I keep going back to in my head as a skeptic. I go, oh, you know, you thought this was something else, you know.
Well, there's a lot of things out in the sky that you don't always know what they are. So anything you can't, technically, anything you cannot identify right away is technically a UFO. It's just something you just don't know what it is at that moment.
That's
exactly.
That's often the defense they give when you say, like, well, no, aliens haven't visited Earth. Oh, well, I'm not talking about aliens. I'm just talking about unidentified objects in the sky.
I'm just I'm just talking about things. I just don't know what they are. That's all.
Yeah,
I don't,
that's
it's
right.
In the air. It's something that's in the air, and I don't know what it is. If it's dark out, I can't see it clearly, so it's technically a UFO. You know, But by the loosest definition, I'm not saying aliens or anything like that. It's just I just don't know what it is.
It's a UFO to you.
I think that's fair. What's that, Gummy?
It's a UFO to you, but it could be it could be like a Boeing 747 to absolutely everybody else.
No, you're right. No, you're absolutely right.
Wait. So
you're right on that because I, from my perspective of where I'm standing, I may not see the whole thing, so I don't know what it is. But there might be. It might actually be an airplane, and someone who has a better view of it goes, "Oh yeah, that's a Boeing, or it's a satellite, or something."
Or if you're badass, everything's a UFO.
Yeah. Way to bring it back.
Yeah. That guy's a fucking idiot. Fuck.
Blurry vision now.
Exactly.
I wonder if he'll change his name to Bad Vision from Badass.
Mr. Badass.
Stare
at the eclipse. Yeah, everything. Now everything's gonna be UFO for him because he can't see anything.
His new headliner shot's gonna be like the picture of the eclipse, and then you can see you can come see him, but he won't see you.
That would be.
Badass.
See, it's we should have Packard on more often when you're going to be on. At least then somebody would laugh at your jokes.
Yeah, sure, whatever. I don't care if people laugh. I think I'm fucking hilarious. I don't give a shit.
I'm here every Friday. Yeah. I'm here every Friday.
Corey doesn't pay me enough to care for me to care what he thinks.
Yeah, zero is it's sufficient.
It's negative because I pay to be here. I pay to listen to the show I've never listened to.
Yeah, that's right.
Me too. Well, actually, I've listened to it before, though. I'm a good patron. What?
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 Yes.
I thought you were going to end it with A.
In your face.
No. Hey, important question. Your last big meal of the day.
Oh, yeah. This is important. Very. The one.
Supper
you have,
or dinner?
I have dinner.
Thank you. No, everyone in Saskatchewan says...
Only one's answered.
Oh, sorry. Keep going.
All right. Well, I suppose, Connie, what do you have supper or dinner?
Breakfast.
Nice. Disqualified.
I start my day with maybe this. So, anyway.
Tom, what do you think? Supper or dinner?
Supper.
All right, we had supper. All right, Tom, supper or dinner?
Hi, game.
Growing up, it was supper. Now it's dinner.
Oh, no. What happened there?
He evolved.
That's right.
Oh, heretic woman in the chat room says dinner.
That's right, people.
Yeah, she says dinner. Yes, she does.
She's from Ontario, though.
Yeah, no, the Saskatchewan people are weird. They say supper. No. And they get very confused when you say
geographically,
dinner.
Almost every province says supper except
for a segment of Ontario.
And Montreal.
And
or was it? No, BC. It was BC.
I'm from Alberta. We say dinner. We say it.
You've had dinner with everybody in Alberta?
This is what's going to destroy the Brainstorm podcast right here.
This is where it ends.
Yeah.
I say if there's food on the thing, I say on the table, let's eat.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I have a friend from England. He says a lot of places they call it tea.
Yeah, I heard that.
Fucked up. That is
that's
messed.
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
No. They call they call dinner tea.
Supper.
Well, supper. They're the originator of our country, so they have to be right.
So now we all have to call it tea.
It's tea. Oh, gonna have tea tonight.
I already had tea.
Yeah, you know what? That would be a fallacy, though.
Yes, it would.
Argument from authority.
And the progenitor of your guys' country is the French.
Actually, Wisconsin is more predominantly French, yes.
No, the founding of your country was done by the French.
Yes, French French Americans. Yes, central western part of the United States, and northern part of the United States. I know we have a lot of French sounding names for stuff up here. Like not far from here, more than 5 miles. Anyway, we have a lake out here. It's called Lake du Bay, which literally translates to Lake of the Bay, which I'm like, okay. Lake du Bay sounds really neat, but I mean, if you translate it out, it sounds really ridiculous.
Here we would call it Dubois.
No, a bay is une baie, B-A-I-E, bay.
Du Bay?
La Bay, like the bay in French.
Yeah, La Bay. Bay. But they're saying duh.
Yeah, Lake du Bay. Lake du Bay.
Du Bay.
Yeah, Lake du Bay.
It's of the
and we
bay.
Have Lock, we also have Lac du Flambeau too, but I think
Lake
that's
Lake of the Bay.
Lake of the Bay, right? That, exactly, Lake of the Bay. I laugh every time I drive by it.
There's a lot of shit that doesn't make sense. We have a Navy base in Saskatchewan. We're landlocked.
Aren't you landlocked?
Completely.
Like big time, like thousands of kilometers from the nearest ocean.
The Coast Guard up there must be getting really, really confused. Like, where are we supposed to put the boats? You play with them in the tub.
What do they do, dude?
I have no idea. Canada has three canoes, a kayak, and some shitty subs that we bought from Britain that don't work. That's our Navy. Then our Air Force is a bunch of old American planes that they didn't use anymore and some really shitty Sea-King helicopters.
Are those the ones with the prop where you wind it up with the...
Yeah. Yes. They make little kid hats out of them, too.
Yes. Yeah. They're made of balsam wood, too, aren't they?
No, our Sea-King helicopters are so old that for every hour of flight, it takes 2 hours of maintenance.
Jeez. That's a really bad plane.
Yeah. It's okay, though, because we don't spend $7.9 trillion on our armed forces.
I don't spend that kind of cash. I don't have
of
cash. No,
of course not.
You contribute, though.
I have no choice in the matter. Either that or go to jail.
Just saying.
You can be a free man on the land.
Voting machine.
Well, there is. Well, okay. Yeah, there's that. But, I mean, for the military, you really don't have any choice in that.
Yes, we do. It's called... It's. Yes, we do, but we... Never mind. I'm meeting myself again. I'm just gonna go. I don't know. Cut my wrist or something.
See what you guys have done to her. You've killed my co-host.
Are you gonna suggest a sit-in or a witching? Like, I don't know how old you are, but I'm going back pretty far here. Like, gonna go to Salem.
Not that old.
Not that far back. Okay.
Not that old. Oh God. Anyway.
While we are poking at your news, you can poke us at Facebook and Twitter, or poke us with an email at ppapodcast@gmail.com, or leave us a message at 662-709-PPAP. Join us live on YouTube/PackardPokesAt on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time. Be part of the conversation by live chatting with us during the show. Enjoy the show? Help support us by becoming a monthly patron at patreon.com/PackardPokesAt or look awesome by buying something at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt. No money, no problem. You can help us by sharing the show with friends and rate us on iTunes and Stitcher. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.
Wait a minute. No wardrobe? You mean we're going to be naked while we do this?
Well, seeing how I'm an atheist and I'm reading the Bible, and since clothes are flammable...
Fire! Fire! Fire!
I thought it might be a good idea to take them all off first.
Naked or not, follow along as we read, analyze, and try to keep you from falling asleep as we go through this boring-ass book.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. Who knows? We may even be on YouTube someday.
Oh, Lisa, somebody is speaking French in the chat room on YouTube. If you can translate for us.
Yeah, I have no idea. I cannot. Yeah, so we could translate because I do not. I can't speak it. All I got is
probably it says, Français. It says, alors pourquoi parlez-vous des choses françaises? Why are you speaking French things?
Why am I speaking French?
Why are you saying French?
I'm just saying, well, because we have a lot of French words up here for cities and lakes and things. That's all.
The U.S. has more French-speaking people than Canada does.
I would say per population, I would say that's correct.
Of course it is.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
They have 10 times the population, and they were founded
but
by...
properly French-speaking people. Come on.
Properly French? We don't have any properly
French-speaking
people. People
who speak French fluently.
Yes.
In the States.
Yes.
Who?
Well, isn't
New never
Orleans?
Met a person.
All of New Orleans?
Yeah, that whole area is...
Do they actually speak French there? Yes.
Oh, wait. I don't think that... Uh-oh. Speak
more French.
Well, we don't speak proper French. French, don't worry about it.
A place where they have mixed French and English a lot.
Yeah, they just speak gumbo down there. Everything's a mishmash.
I think it's Cajun, but yes, it's, I just.
Yeah, I think some of the people should be in cages.
There's another French comment from Heretic Woman. Mon français n'est pas bon. Je ne pratique pour trop années, which means my French is not very good. I haven't practiced for years, I think is what she means to say.
Oh, she says Cajuns don't count. That pidgin language isn't French.
Pidgin language is, yeah, I would accept that because it's this, it's a mashup. It, again, my understanding of what the word pidgin is this kind of loose, but. Oh God!
Yeah. Now we were talking about logical fallacies earlier. Do you want to do our logical fallacy game?
That sounds fun.
Yeah. Let's do the logical fallacy game.
Teach me how to be sensible, logical, or responsible.
And we have our logic game tonight. We have our question for tonight. It says the universe is so beautiful, so rationally explainable, and so crafted to sustain life. That it is surely crafted by a single God. Now, what kind of fallacy is this? Is this the A, design fallacy, B, appeal to fear, C, ad hoc rescue, or D, appeal to ridicule? Corey, I'll tell you what. Corey, you go first. Which one do you think this is? Do you think it's A, B, C, or D?
Read me off the example again.
The universe is so beautiful, so rationally explainable, and so crafted to sustain life that it is surely crafted by a single God.
Oh, that's easy.
Doesn't that automatically have to be the design fallacy?
Okay, Corey says A.
That would be my guess. What
do you think? I'd straight up go A.
Okay, everybody on the Brainstorm podcast says A.
Yes.
Matt?
We're also Canadian.
And Canadian.
I'd have to go with A.
Okay, Tom, what do you think?
Same.
A. And Connie?
Okay, I really think it's A, but I'm going to go with D just because I'm curious.
Okay.
Appeal to ridicule.
You're appealing to ridicule.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to, yeah.
So Connie is breaking away from everybody on this, and she's going with D. Okay, the answer is
C.
What's that?
Probably C.
Tom, do you think it's C?
Oh, that's a good point.
It is a bit of an ad hoc kind of.
Yeah. To rescue, yeah. Yeah, I you're probably, no, that's an interesting point.
I'm used to losing this, so I'm going to give it a C.
Okay, Tom.
Final answer.
Oh, C is your final answer? Okay. And Connie is D, and everybody else is A?
A.
Wait, yep. Is there a phone a friend?
A? No. A is a letter A, not E-H.
Yes, that's right.
That was offensive.
I love you, Lisa. Oh, my God. So funny.
Love you, too.
All right. Is there everybody ready for the reveal?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's E.
It's E. None of the above.
It's E. You're all idiots. No.
Actually, it is A. It is the design fallacy. Assuming that because something is nicely designed or beautifully visualized, it's more true. So it's like you look at the someone looks at a tree and says, oh, how could that be not be designed? It's like, what would a tree that designed look like versus a tree that's undesigned?
So I was thinking that it was referring to like how perfectly balanced the physical constants seem to be in order to have the world we have right now. Like if the strong nuclear force was however many fractions of a percent different than it actually is, like the constant for that, then
right.
Like atoms wouldn't bind together and shit like that. Like there's all these kind of perfectly tuned constants. And
way to throw science in and just wreck everything.
I'm pretty sure you took that to the next level of most believers, but yes.
But there's no good explanation for that. Like there's the only explanation is, well, we are in the universe we are in, therefore the constants had to be as they are in order to get there, which is sort of not very satisfying as a scientist, or
because wouldn't exist if it didn't exist.
Right.
Well, but then again, atoms bond to each other in a certain order. I mean, you know, and so in that sense, it does make sense. It's that
we wouldn't have the universe we have without this. So maybe other universes existed that are just
slightly different
balls of nothing. No, they'd be extremely different. Like that, you wouldn't get like galaxies forming and stars forming like as they. Right. It would be like significantly different than we have.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Exactly. That's why when we go out there in the universe and, you know, we're trying to find life, that's what I kind of wonder is like, well, how different would life be, you know, in other parts of the galaxy where maybe things were different, you know?
I guess the assumption is that given that, as far as we know, the physical laws of the universe are the same everywhere, roughly speaking, there is some chance. I mean, you know, like physics applies the same everywhere.
Mostly.
Well, exactly. Can you think of a counterexample?
Yes, but not anywhere where life could exist.
What are you talking about?
In like really deep black holes. Yes, but physics are different than the rest of the universe.
No, just that the physical model we have doesn't explain that particular, but it just doesn't mean that the physics, no. Right. No, I don't accept that.
As far as we know, physics are the exact same throughout the entire universe.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, before we get too far, Heretic Woman, she chose E, fucking stupid. I don't think that was one of the choices.
I just want E.
You just want E. Now, Nikolai H. says, he says, no, the theological argument attempts to establish intention as the best account for constants that need to be adjusted by hand in models to match observations.
Did anyone ever see that video with the guy with the banana? And he's like, this is a banana. Yes. It's so perfect, therefore God exists. And you're just like,
it fits right perfectly in my hand.
But that's not a natural banana.
Ray Comfort.
Ray Comfort. There's a great
whoa, back that trolley up. His last name is what? Say that again real slow, please.
It's Comfort.
His name is Comfort, but I call him Comfort.
Okay.
And his right hand man.
Comfort.
He's from New Zealand.
Yeah, he's from New Zealand, yeah.
Don't forget his right hand man in that video.
Oh yeah. What's his face? Kirk Cameron.
Kirk Cameron.
No, Kirk Cameron.
Yeah. There is a great answer video to this. You'd have to look for it. You have to put pineapple into the search because this guy he pulls out a pineapple and he answers all of Ray's points on this. He pulls out a pineapple and says, "Oh yeah, see if you could. I can't eat it. Apparently, I can't eat through the skin of this, and it's all tough and shit. So it makes it a lot harder." So.
That's so funny because bananas aren't naturally occurring. They were selected through like natural, through
human. That's what they're talking about.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Exactly. And I'm willing to, I'm not sure, but I'm willing to bet that the pineapple has also been, cultivated throughout the years to some degree as well.
Everything we eat.
I imagine all of our foods are.
Everything we eat.
What about rice? No, not rice.
Yes.
Rice?
Yes, even rice. Yes.
Of course it has.
Well, what form of rice? But yes.
Rhubarb.
Nobody eats rhubarb.
So. Lettuce? Raspberries? Blueberries?
Yes.
Strawberries?
Yes.
Fuck you, I don't believe you.
Okay. You don't have to. I like going to the grocery store and going down the all natural aisle and seeing like broccoli and cauliflower and Brussels sprouts. And people are like, this is how the food was meant to exist in nature. I'm like, none of these are natural fucking foods.
What about like the paleo diet? What the fuck? Like, what are they eating?
Paleos. That's what they're eating.
When I hear paleos diet, I always think of some caveman. I don't know why. I get an image of a caveman.
Well, that's what it is. It's a caveman diet. It's nuts.
Paleolithic.
Oh, okay.
Paleolithic diet. Yeah.
Are there any nuts that are naturally occurring?
Nuts haven't been changed.
Ha! You are so wrong. You can eat your words now. Go eat them. Eat those words. Eat them.
I said I don't think nuts have been changed. They're also not a food group.
You said no food we eat. That is the words you said. And people eat nuts.
I don't eat nuts.
You don't eat what?
He doesn't eat nuts.
Oh, he doesn't eat nuts? Well, if you're eating peanuts, peanuts aren't a nut anyway.
No, they're a pea.
Legume.
Which is French for legume.
Yeah, legume.
Legume is French for vegetable. Anyways.
Alrighty.
The word you're looking for is maudit Christ in French.
Okay.
Just saying.
Yeah,
those are a lot of swears. Mm-hmm. Maybe don't say them.
I don't swear in French because I don't speak the language because I'm sure I'd fuck it up and say eat my cat or something.
Mange mon chat, which sounds really dirty, actually. Don't say that.
Well, you pronounced it nice instead of just pronouncing it chat. Because that sounds like shit.
All of the French I know is what the words of the stuff that's around here in Wisconsin. So we're back to the French words again.
Are there more logical fallacies?
No, that's it.
We play the one question game.
Yeah, that we just We just do the one question game. Yeah, that's nice. Usually that's all we usually do for this once a month on this one. We used to do it every other. Well, no, we used to do it once every 2 weeks, didn't we, Connie?
We have one extra thing every week. That's when it winds up.
Oh yeah,
there's four normal subjects, and then there's an extra bonus.
Yeah, when we have like 5 weeks, then we have an extra thing we have a segment on when we have like a 5 week month or a weekend month, we have a thing called our Pope on the Rope. We talk about different popes and shit.
Nice.
The last one we talked about, where he was literally called the anti-pope, which I didn't know was a thing.
I have a question.
Yeah, I have an answer.
Do you ever get women calling your voicemail, leaving messages looking for like cervical cancer screening?
Because it looks like pap.
I would, if women are calling me looking for cervical cancer,
because of the pap. Because of the pap in the number.
It's pen, pineapple, apple, pen.
I don't have, I got the tools. I mean, I can go in there.
That's your hobby room, right?
Jesus. Damn, it's different.
Pretty sure you don't have a pathology lab or a pathologist. I'm just saying, kind of an important part of it for any women considering.
All he needs is a sign and a rag full of ether.
Oh no!
Leave it to Gumby.
Jesus Christ Almighty!
Now you're doing French swears in English.
C'est vrai. Maudit Christ, tabarnak.
That's what you drive people to.
Yes, true.
So how many shows a week do you guys do?
We do 3 shows a week, actually. We do, actually, and if you don't count the pre-recorded podcast for The Atheist, The Bible, and No Wardrobe, it's 4.
Wow.
Yeah, so we do 3 live shows. Well, one's, we do 2 live shows. One's our staff meeting show. That's just a raw, total raw episode. It just goes out on iTunes. And then there's The Atheist, The Bible, No Wardrobe. We're into the book of Exodus, just posted chapter 10 for Exodus, all of chapter 10, where Moses is getting pissy about him not getting the kung fu grip.
Nice.
So with the amount of podcasting you do, you work part-time like Corey does?
Yeah, actually. Getting a full-time job around here is like finding a tooth hen. A hen and a tooth, or a tooth and a hen, tooth whatever. And hen.
Gumby just doesn't know what it's like to work more than 40 hours in a week, so that's why he thinks I work part-time.
I've always worked more than 40 hours in a week. I just do it for more than 1 week at a time.
Don't get me wrong. Doing this podcast is almost a full-time job in itself. I mean, I put in when we do a half-hour show, it takes about between 3 and 4 hours to edit and clean up and post out. But when we do an hour-long show, that takes about between 6 and 8 hours, depending on how motivated I am.
Dave Jackson on his School of Podcasting show once said that for every hour of podcast that you release, you should do at least 3 hours of editing.
Yeah, that's about what I do, too.
We say that to our students. We say, like, for every 1 hour in lecture, you'd do 3 hours of homework.
So right. we do for every hour of podcast, we do
zero.
Yes.
Yes, the number is zero because
that's approximately what I do. Yes,
I was doing the math. Sorry.
Wait, no, you forgot to carry the one. It's actually zero because 5 times 0 is 0. Remember, you forgot that part.
Unless it's super calculus and it's 1.
The fuck are you on?
Yeah.
He's on all the things.
You need to take that fucking anti-drug serum shit to block your fucking receptors. Just saying. Anyways.
Are you like sewing or something? I've been noticing that. Like, I didn't know if you were crocheting or sewing. What are you doing?
Fuck, they can see us.
This is
a YouTube video.
Oh my fucking God. Is it going to be on YouTube like this?
It's going out live.
Jesus fucking
Christ. We're live. YouTube.
And it's on YouTube. Are we allowed to swear?
Yes.
Oh, good. It's too late for that shit. I'm knitting. I just finished my... Can you guys see things? I just finished a sweater.
It's pretty.
Thank you. I just got to finish the I-cord on the neck. Your wife would understand. His wife and I get together and knit, like, literally.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you're just like... When you said your wife is like wet wife.
Not wait, your wife. I was pointing to Gumby. Gumby and me's wife. No, me and Gumby's wife.
Lisa, English bed.
We knit. Wife
that I didn't know about.
Take the sticks, rub them, make sweater. Good sweater.
I swear that's how it works. I swear that's how it works. You guys just rub sticks together and all of a sudden there's clothing.
That's correct.
That sounds right.
More or less correct. Yarn also has to be involved.
Our podcast is also like have a side, like there's a Venn diagram of a knitting circle and our podcast and they overlap.
Yeah, because if Angela was here, she'd be crocheting her blankie probably.
Yeah.
Real big contributors who pay a lot of attention to the show.
Yeah,
why do people assume that you're not listening when you're you say this to your wife just to piss her off, don't you?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Supposedly, one can knit or crochet at the same time as they are paying attention to other things.
Yes, you can, because it depends what you're doing, but if you're not doing anything too complicated, you certainly can. And honestly, I will tell you, when me and her get together, all we do is bitch about you.
Sure.
That's.
I wouldn't doubt that. I mean,
when her and I get together, all she does is bitch about me. So how's it any different?
Don't take that the wrong way. I'm saying that women usually get together and they bitch about their boyfriends or husbands. And
that's actually true. That's very true.
Yeah. Actually, it's derogatory to use the word bitch when you're talking about women talking.
Well, I said it.
I didn't.
I know.
I'm allowed to say it.
It is derogatory.
Fuck.
I didn't say bitch.
I use it as a verb. I use it as a verb, not a noun. I said we bitch. It's a verb. I bitch, you bitch, they bitch. It's conjugated it.
Yeah, he's using. Yeah, she's using it as a verb, not as a noun. That's what and if I said that, that's exactly what I meant too. I meant it as a verb, not as a noun.
Do you know where the verb came from?
The noun.
The verb came from?
It came from the fucking noun. It means you're being a woman. That's exactly what the
difference. No, it doesn't mean that. That's where it came from. A bitch is a female dog. I guess it means you're being a female dog, I suppose.
Yes.
What it actually means is that you're complaining about Destin. That's what it fucking means. Or you're just stating truth about Destin, actually, is about correct. Just saying.
Well, I'm out of material.
We all get along really well.
Yeah, we do. We should do this every Friday.
We might have to work out some of the kinks.
Yes.
Well, any Friday, I'm not here. That's what Corey means.
We've scared away Gumby.
Or are you talking about work out the kinks like the cloth full of ether?
Yes. We'd rather not talk about cloths full of ether.
And stirrups in a basement.
Yeah.
Hey, that sounds like a fun Friday.
Yeah. That's what happens when you call 662-709 PPAP. The P is for professional.
That's 662-709. Shit, I can't forget what my number is. It's 662-709-PPAP.
Professional PAP. I'm just saying.
Professional PAP.
Pen, professional PAP. Apple pen.
Oh, we could. Heretic Woman says we could always add in the Beyond the Trailer Park for a threesome show.
Oh, hell.
Sure, yeah, we can't even keep this shit straight. Let's have more people.
If only the audio wasn't so fucked up.
Oh, no, as long as it's us that's able to talk over everybody, I'm good with it.
That's true. Yeah.
Actually, that sounds like something we should actually do. We should do a three-way show. Let the people who are watching say, hey, do you want us to do that?
Do you want a three-way? Call 662-709-PPAP.
Yes.
662-709-PPAP or 709-7727 for the people who are alphabetically challenged.
Agreed. Call that number. Let Packard know that you want to do a threesome show.
Yeah.
Or just a threesome if you're cute.
Or even if you're not cute. Whatever.
You're going to get picky now? Come on.
Woohoo.
We made Gumby take off his headphones.
Yeah, that's right.
How do you use a phone with your giant finger? It makes no sense.
What is that? What is that? Don't do
that's
that.
That's Golden Rule three-way. Justin Timberlake and Lady Gaga.
Oh.
You know the same guys that did Dick in a Box? Justin
they came
Timberlake.
Up with what? Dick in a Box?
You never seen that? Oh, dude.
No, I've never seen
you're
that.
Like 10 years late on, 15 years late on the internet here. Google it.
I've been on the internet since before it was the internet.
Well, it's an SNL thing, isn't it? So
Saturday Night Live.
Who watches SNL?
Nobody, but well, you gotta watch it on YouTube.
That's where it came from, is what I'm saying. And then Justin Timberlake, Lady Gaga, and what's his name, got together and started a band.
Neat.
Wait a second here. I don't know. Should I say this? All right. This is from Nicolai H. He says, I had a three-way once with twins. It was amazing. And the girl and I asked the twins was better looking than her and all-around great guy. So it was a fraternal.
Right. No, that's fair.
That's fair.
That's fair. A good twin situation.
Yeah. They're fraternal twins. Yeah. Okay. Not the twin setting I would take, but, you know, if you notice that
Tom
and Connie and Matt have all gone quiet since we start talking about having three ways.
Are you more into the co-joined ones or?
Conjoined.
Conjoined, sorry.
But if you're conjoined, then a three-way is just not
inescapable. It's a 2.5-way maybe.
Yeah.
They're both full people. Ableist.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you hear about the conjoined twins? That one was suing the other one for the right to masturbate?
No.
So apparently somebody shared that.
Are you serious?
With me. I didn't get into the details of it, but it was.
Please tell me that was a fake story.
I don't know.
Please tell me it was a real story. What are you talking about? Please tell me that really happened. Like when Donald Trump stared at the eclipse, we were all like, what did that actually have? That's amazing. Like, it's like, you can make this shit up. Yeah.
You're like 2 hours late to that conversation.
I'm not fucking 2 hours late. I'm just bringing it up again. Fuck. Ableist. That makes no sense.
He is, though.
I really wish Donald Trump would have stared at the sun.
It would have been awesome.
It would have no effect on his presidency. He still, like, makes decisions.
No. It would have a huge effect. He'd have to get somebody else to do his tweeting for him, which means words might be spelled properly.
You can tell we've gone off into the weeds a little bit when 54%
of you fucking elected a witless guy that can't spell 5-letter words.
Those numbers are fake.
Yeah, fake numbers. I know it was like 42% or whatever it was.
Most numbers are fake. It's true. Like the number 3 is actually fake.
It's totally made up.
He only got elected because the populace didn't like who the DNC put up, which was Clinton. So if we had had somebody else different in there, maybe we wouldn't be in the situation we are now.
Now, what does DNC stand for?
DNC?
Yes.
I have fucking clue zero.
Democratic National Committee?
Democratic National Committee.
Convention.
Yeah. Or convention, whatever.
That. Something like that?
So Democratic, and they voted for him because they didn't like Hillary Clinton. But they're Democratic about it.
Yeah. There was a lot of Democrats here that actually voted for Trump because they didn't like Clinton.
Those people need to like learn the difference between like bad and so unbelievably much worse by orders of magnitude.
Agree.
You know what I mean? Like, not even.
I totally agree. I tried talking to some sense into them. Some of them is like, do you want to have World War III or do you want to have something that's
more taxes?
Closer to-
yeah, it's so many people use the "I don't want to vote for the lesser of two evils" argument. But that just means that you're electing the worse of two evils.
Yeah. Much prefer to vote for the worst of two evils, not the lesser. That's a good point.
No, I understand if it's General Mao, Stalin, and Hitler. Like, what the fuck? Who do you pick? Right? I pick KFC. Stalin just for the fuck of it. But
you know, that's who I pick is KFC. In a three-way like that, it's KFC.
That's fair.
I don't know who I'd pick out of that. I guess Mao. He's got the best posters.
Chairman Mao.
True. Best posters.
He was a cunt, though. Like, he was...
Yeah, not like Stalin.
No. No, Stalin was just misunderstood.
Yeah. Oh, so true.
Okay, so that is not the official stance of the Brainstorm podcast.
Hey, that podcast.
Hey, I'm not a Nazi. True. You can't call me a Nazi.
No, Stalin wouldn't be a Nazi.
No, definitely not.
Oh,
not
Johnny, Tom, and Matt, you guys gotta say something, please.
Save us.
Save us. Save us from ourselves here.
Devolved.
Yeah. That's how you know you're on the Brainstorm podcast. Tune in next Friday. Well, actually, not next Friday. We don't have the organization skills to do this once a week. It's 2 weeks.
I also work.
You work. You have a job or whatever.
Yeah, one of those job things. So how do you – so you do multiple shows a week.
Yep.
Where do you fit in the time for, like, the OK Let's Talk bits and your other regular shows?
Oh, for the OK Let's Talk, that's a once-a-month topic. It's a half-hour show, and we do that with our staff meeting. That's the whole premise of the staff meeting. We talk about what we're going to talk about at that point. We don't come up with that stuff. You know, we consider stuff throughout the month, and we throw it in the blender and see what comes out.
That's cool. Sometimes when I've listened to those, it seems like you have, like, almost random guests every once.
Yeah, like, we try to some, depending on the topic, like, sometimes if we're talking about, say, child indoctrination, you know, people who have gone through this and they really hate it, so we call on them to join us, or we have, I know a lot of people on YouTube, so we have, that have been on the show as guests, and we have them on as, for, people who, find that they're more passionate in that. And somebody's ringing a doorbell.
My daughter's here.
Oh, okay.
So I guess something that I'm curious about is, like, what do you think of the YouTube community versus the podcasting community?
Oh, those are two different animals. You're comparing apples and oranges. I just happen to live in both.
So, yeah, so, like, what kind of experience do you have living in, say, the YouTube community versus, is there a way to compare them in any way?
I mean, other than with my interaction with you and maybe the Heretic podcast, the Atheist in the Trailer Park, she hates, I did it again, the Beyond the Trailer Park podcast. I've only had two other people from podcasts on the show, yours and hers. And we had somebody else, but he was kind of a dick. But I don't want to get into that.
Who was it?
Dish. I was on the show.
Oh wow, we really want to know now.
I won't say. I don't want to. I don't want to bring up old wounds because you guys had him on as a guest.
David Smalley.
No, David
Smalley. Who else am I going to pick?
He will never come on this show again. I'm sure. No. Even if we invited him, he would just flat out refuse. Mm-hmm.
Heretic woman, you're not Tucker. I know you are not Tucker. I apologize.
Atheist in the Trailer Park. Yeah.
Beyond the Trailer, you got Trailer in both of your names, so it's kind of, so it's hard for me to.
I always remember Heretic Woman's show as an offshoot of the original Atheists on Air with Cash.
Yes, I tried to get Cash, but he kind of disappeared into the weeds before I could get him on the show.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What was the original question? Oh, how do I the YouTube community? I have a lot more friends in the YouTube community. Overall, I think friends anyway, acquaintances I like to call them, more than I do have in the podcasting community overall. I mean, it's...
In the real world?
Wait, there's a real world? Wait a minute, I'm not getting my memos again. Let me write that one down. Gotta have real world.
Real world?
People, okay.
People that...
So I just live in this box. What are you talking about? I just live in this box. This is where I live.
You put a max headroom, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a fucking horrible roommate. He never cleans up. He's always leaving dirty dishes everywhere. And he keeps repeating Max all the time. He's just irritating, man.
He's always wearing those sunglasses.
Yes. Even in the shower, which is annoying.
Cause you shower together and you want
to
see
shower at different times.
Kind of He keeps telling me he had to shout at the same time. I gotta write this down. Shower at different times.
Okay. Who washes your back then, though, right?
That's true. Exactly. That is true. There are always those spots you can't reach. It's.
I'm trying to teach my five-year-old to wash himself. He's like, I can't reach my back. I'm like, yeah, you know, kid, that's just life.
So that spot doesn't get clean. Figure it out.
Will you wash my bum?
No.
Sorry.
But yeah,
worst roommate ever, let me tell you.
But yeah, this show exists in both the podcast world and in the YouTube world. So I was doing podcasting a lot longer than I've been doing on YouTube. I've been podcasting for 6 years, and we've been on YouTube now for over 5 years. So we started episode 50 or 51 for the Packard Pokesat show on YouTube, mainly because of hardware issues. I just didn't have the proper hardware to do everything, all the fancy stuff. The first show I did, I tried doing the whole show with getting people on one computer. That was horrifying because a lot of times the computer would overheat and it would shut itself down and we would lose everything. So we'd have to start over from the beginning and we'd lose like half an hour of the show and stuff like that. It was a nightmare. And it actually became like a little drinking game for a while. There's like everybody they didn't come to the show just to watch the show. They came to the show to see how many technical problems we'd always have. So
that's pretty funny.
It is. It really is. We made a drinking game out of it. Every time we had a little technical problem, it was like, okay, technical problem, drink everybody. And most people would sue for, liver damage.
So my question about the two different worlds with the podcasting and YouTubing.
Sure.
Which group of skeptics is the whiniest?
Okay. Well, like I said, I don't have a lot of other podcasters on, but I would say the ones that are... Actually, you're probably not far off on that.
We don't exist much in the YouTube community, but
like at all ever.
I've been exposed more and more over the last few months, so it's interesting to me to see the differences in the communities.
Mm-hmm. There is absolutely a difference in the community between the type of personality you get on there. There are like there's the people who on the podcasting community because they are so large in the community that they just. I don't know if they're easier to reach out to, but they just have a tendency to like, well, they you're it's like you only have X number of followers, so why should I bother coming on your show?
Right.
But and it's that kind of translates over to the YouTube community too. There's that as well. Hmm. Those ones of people who are like have thousands and thousands and thousands and tens of thousands, and that's not true for everybody, obviously, but it's true for a few.
Yeah.
Like. I could name a few people who would probably there was one person I tried to get him on the show and he just never replied at all. I mean, he replied once, just email me here. And, they never got back to me. So
David Smalley,
after I, no, it wasn't David Smalley. I've never approached David Smalley. David Smalley, if you're listening, which I doubt.
No, Nope.
He won't. He probably won't come on the show. He won't come on this show.
He would come on your show, I'm sure. But I've confronted him a couple times on Twitter and on Facebook. So
you've burned that bridge.
I've burned that bridge.
Oh, okay.
Bridge to Somalia.
I don't know if he would come on the show.
It was good. It was good.
Nice.
But the guy I'm talking about is Brian Dalton. Are you familiar with him?
Brian Dalton of... what do you call it?
We have the Mr.
Mr. Deity.
Mr. Deity, yeah. I tried to get him to come on the show, and he just never replied. So I just figured, he lost the email or he's just not interested. So I was like, no, that's fine. Yeah, there's a lot of other people out there just who are willing to come on and talk to us.
Yeah, I experienced that with my other show. I approached a lot of YouTubers, and I got very few who would even I don't know if they're just too busy or what, but I got very few replies back. So
yeah, you have to. I think in the YouTube community, you have to be on for like, you have to have a channel that's been around for, I don't know, a good couple of years, maybe, unless or you have numbers in the thousands and a short amount of time. In which case, then yeah, people will be knocking on your door.
Right.
To come to the show.
Because on YouTube, people are more interested in self-promotion than they are interested in actually having a conversation.
I think there's a little bit of that. I think there is a little bit of that.
A lot more than there is in podcasting. Like, we've had some huge names in our podcast, and we have 3 listeners.
But if you multiply our number of listeners by 1,000, you get in the thousands.
Yeah, you get lots.
Because you can do that.
We've had enough episodes that our episodes have probably been listened to a total of 1,000 times. All combined.
By Will only.
Maybe someday I'll release like our total downloads.
Like Will and Angela's cousin? Is that about it?
Yeah, Lachlan, he listens.
Lachlan, nephew.
It's actually 10. He's been lying to you this whole time. It's actually 10. It's not 7.
Yeah. Well, we have actually
literally dozens.
Too bad.
Yeah.
Literally dozens of listeners.
Literally dozens.
Heretic woman, she said that I had the same issue with Mr. D. I met him when he told me that he would do the show. So he apparently, all right, so she's saying that she said that he said just email her, I guess, and then would probably do it later. Actually, I tried to get Lodge kicked on my show one time. He seemed to be like he'd be interested in doing it, but and I have his Skype name, and I left him several messages, and we just were never able to get him on the show.
I had similar experience with Jeff Holiday. We kept missing each other on schedule. It was just one of those things.
It look how long it took us to get our show to finally to do a merge.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it took us like 6 months.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, and that was talking about it 3 months before that.
Well, it's been over a year since you were on the first time, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. At least that. At least a year and a half or
so. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
That was a fun episode, too, those.
Oh, it was. It really was.
I don't know what's happened since then, but that one was fun.
Yeah. I like when you're like, Packard pokes at you. Never heard of you. It's like, blasphemy.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
I like when you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, like, I don't know if you. Want to throw some links out, where everybody can get a hold of your stuff.
Throw some plugs out.
You and the rest of your crew there.
Sure. I don't want to get a hold of my stuff because that's my stuff.
Well, sometimes it's nice if other people touch your stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
You guys just aren't socialists at all, are you? Yeah.
Got to make sure they touch it in the right way, though.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to get we are all over the place. Literally, just type in Packard Pokes at into Google. You will find us everywhere. Just type in Packard Sonic. You'll find me everywhere. If you go to YouTube, it's youtube.com/PackardPokes at facebook.com/PackardPokes at the our main homepage where the iTunes can be found or the phone can be in audio anyway. It's at it's on iTunes. Just look up for Packard Pokes at, and the homepage. I'm sorry, the homepage is packardpokesat.wordpress.com, and we also have the other secondary podcast, The Atheist, The Bible, and No Wardrobe. That's at abandnw.wordpress.com. So, and we affectionately call it around the Packard Pokes at studios here. As it were, as Tat Band W. So there's that.
Tat Band W. Nice.
Tat Band W.
That just rolls off the tongue.
Or just Tat Band. So it does kind of roll off the tongue, actually. And that's The Atheist, The Bible, and No Wardrobe. And we've got a lot of episodes in the can waiting to be released. So nice.
You store your episodes in the bathroom?
They store their episodes.
No, it's in a coffee can.
It's a coffee can. How did you know?
Basking.
Yeah.
Americans are all preppers, so they have everything ready to go in case there's like a nuclear war or whatever.
I love preppers. They're amazing. Anyways. I had a friend who's a prepper. He calls me. He's like, helped reach a million calories per family member today. I'm so excited. I'm like, good for you, dude.
Million calories
per family member stored in his basement.
Wow, that's for the a apocalypse. Lot of calories.
Holy shit.
See, I've never gotten that, but that's because I live in Saskatchewan. If the apocalypse comes and I'm hungry, I'll go outside and eat a cow or a deer or a pheasant or fish. We have a ridiculous amount of natural resources.
Also, the apocalypse just won't come here.
No.
Right.
It'll be like, ah.
Don't forget about us.
Yeah, it just won't care. Oh, Canada.
Saskatchewan even. Like.
Saskatchewan's forgotten by the rest of Canada. It's not
No. It'll come here, but it'll be like 20 years after everybody else got it.
Right. Yes. Like scrunchies are only just in here.
Yeah. It'll be a wasteland of scrunchies and cockroaches. Mm.
I got a new pair of Zubaz yesterday.
Of what?
Zubaz.
Zubaz? What's a Zubaz?
Like purple and black tiger striped hammer pants.
Nice.
Nobody remembers Zubaz pants?
I remember them.
I don't even know what the hell they are.
They're like, you know, MC Hammer pants?
Oh, MC Hammer pants. Okay. Yeah,
they're like that, but they're like Zubaz are like animal prints that are really weird colors.
Okay. All right. Animal print parachute pants.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know what the hell he was talking about either, dude. It's not your fault.
Everybody's
I've heard the show. I've heard the show.
Yeah, that's right. So I guess if that's all the links and stuff, we haven't heard from your crew for quite a while.
Yeah, I know they've been quiet. I don't know what I think they. I think they fell asleep.
They're
not
you still there, Craig?
We're used to doing an hour, and then everybody's like, "Okay, I got to go to bed." So I think everybody else went to sleep. I think everybody else fell asleep. Oh, there you are. There's Connie. There she is.
Hey, Connie, are you still podcasting from your beautiful basement?
If I was podcasting from my basement, it would be underneath my double wide bubble home, so probably not.
Okay, maybe that was somebody else that had the
probably.
Basement. I thought it was Connie.
Okay. No, Connie, your audio levels are really low. By the way,
okay, that's why we haven't been commenting.
Okay, I have no idea what happened there then.
And I had my mic off.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Is that like a rage quit?
It's like, these guys are too obnoxious for me.
I'm out. So, mic drop.
So where can people find your stuff, Tom?
Tom?
Yes, what?
Yeah. Where can they find your shows?
Oh. Tom the Atheist on, or search Thomas Levi, or Tom, your friendly neighborhood atheist.
That's the easiest way to find him.
I've been doing the YouTube channel for, I think, God, almost 4 years now.
Oh, geez. You must have a lot of videos then.
No.
No?
No.
Four.
I think I've got like 1,600 subscribers.
Yeah, he's got way more subscribers than we do.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. We were lucky to get him on the show with us.
Yeah, mine was just for venting purposes.
My God, I'm doing the wrong show.
The Vulcans got up and said, and the question was, do you believe in God? And they all raised their hand. I thought, the hell with this. Bullshit.
Fair enough.
Now we got Trump, and I'm just I'm beyond words now.
So is that your secret? You're always mad?
Yeah.
Or angry? I guess the word's angry.
Yes.
Sorry,
it's angry.
Sorry for getting my nerd.
Hold on. Actually, I'm looking for a job, so I've been trying to distance myself from myself.
Keep him busy.
Interview with the company that was owned by the Koch brothers or the Koch brothers. If you're familiar with them, they billionaires finance a lot of the Republicans.
Yeah, they do.
They didn't finance Trump.
Yeah, surprisingly enough. Chick woman said that that's why her co-hosts are on camera. That way they can tell if they're not off. Actually, a number of years ago, one of our co-hosts, he was working another, he was working two jobs or something like that. Kind of, you remember this, Joe Unseen? He got on, he was on the show with us. We actually had Creationist Cat on with us. And during the interview, he actually fell asleep. We could hear him snoring.
Nice.
We used to have a guy like that.
It was amazing.
Yeah, when Raz was on the show, every now and then he would nod off. We were in studio and he would just, yeah. You could see him just statue, turn into a statue.
So Tom, are you saying that you were looking for work, but because you're so outspoken in YouTube and social media that...
very early in the interview process, they did a pass on me, and I think it's because they did a background check.
Yeah.
They looked up. See, that's why you have to have two separate accounts, like the one you send people to.
I do. Because my real name is Tom Leeds, but I got Tom Levi as my, which I changed recently.
Right.
Yeah, too late.
I purposed that, too late.
Yeah, too late.
I'm an outspoken asshole, but I'm a car salesman, so it works. I'm guaranteed work if they listen to my shit.
I'm lucky. I'm a blue-collar grunt. Nobody gives a shit what I think.
Yeah, my other job was like that. I mean, they could care less. But I already had that job.
Right.
Real quick here. If you go to our Facebook page, we actually have a photo gallery of all the people that we've had on as when we first would just do an interview with them. We have like 15 or 20 different people that have been nice. On here on the show. We've had people from New Zealand, Canada, near New Mexico, all over the United States, and I think one from Australia. I'm not really sure off the top of my head, but I know he's over in that part of the region of the United of the world. So, one person was from Korea. So,
cool.
We've had a variety of different people from all over the place.
It's obvious we don't have to ask north or south.
Yeah, it's everywhere. It's global. Yeah.
I mean Korea.
Oh yeah. No, South Korea.
The one with the internet.
Yeah, the one with the internet.
So I guess that leaves Matt, hey?
Yeah, he doesn't do any videos or anything. He's just on the show with us.
Oh, no, that's cool. That's perfect.
It's way to be. That's what I do. I don't have to do any work.
Connie, you also don't have your own channel, do you, or do you?
I do, but I haven't posted anything for a couple years. It's Practical Magic 9 on YouTube, but I don't make videos.
Fair enough.
I'm into my own art. It's just Connie on Facebook, but I don't have a website. So.
Yeah, she made some video. She made some artwork for a couple that did a bedtime song for somebody. And
It's a lullaby, The Fox by Riley. The Fox and the Hound. The Hound and the Fox. It's a music video. I did the artwork that you'll find on Hound of the Fox. The song's called The Fox.
Yeah, the artwork was amazing. The song...
but it's called the children's song, and it's very much folksy.
Yeah.
I liked it myself.
Yeah. Well, my daughter and I watched it. She didn't care for it herself, so I'm just saying that was her... I thought it was a little corny, but I was like, it wasn't bad. The illustrations helped a lot, though. The illustrations were amazing. It really brought the story alive.
That's cool.
I loved the first and the last illustration.
Right on. You have you don't have a public page or anything where people can find that stuff?
I'm sorry. No, I don't yet. Like I said, I just have a Facebook page for my art. It's just under Connie, and I'm realizing that I need to probably make a web page. it's kind of catching up with me. It's been a really interesting 6 months.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, she's done some artwork for the show, for the thumbnails for the show here a few times. When we have another person who does all that stuff usually, and I've turned to Connie to draw some things up too. So
very cool.
She does, yeah, does amazing work. Thank you. Yeah, I can barely draw a stick, and then.
But can you draw a cross? In the water.
It looks more like an X.
Okay.
All right. Dave, do we have some outro music?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's do our outro music, and then we'll start getting going here.
Sure.
So for us, you can check out our show notes at thebrainstormpodcast.com and our website, brainstormblog.net. Thanks to our financial supporters on Patreon: Will, Lisa, Rob, Aaron, Nathan, Daryl, Stephanie, Positively Skeptical, Michael, Lachlan, Magnus, and Alden. You can join us live every second week when we broadcast live on Spreaker. You can find us at spreaker.com/user/brainstormpodcast. Our next guest is Matt Dillahunty, everyone's favorite atheist debater. So prepare to feel dumb.
Oh, I'm ready. He's made me feel dumb before.
Yes, so. That's right. Thank you to the Packard Pokes at crew. We really appreciate it.
Sure. And we will be back on Wednesday at 5 p.m. Central Time. So just look for us there for our half-hour show. And then this half of the show will be up on Friday. So during the time we were setting all this up, there was a death in my family, so there will not be a show Friday. There will not be a live show on Friday, but there will be. If you're not watching this live, you'll get to see this then. So
perfect. So I'll post links to your guys' show in our notes on thebrainstormpodcast.com and brainstormblog.net when I finally get around to updating our actual website. So thanks to Dave for our intro music. Thanks to Alex Kepper Murdoch for doing the voiceover for the intro and for some of our ads. Thanks to Jason Camo for outro music. You can find his stuff at loststateofmind.com. Thank you to Packard for combining all our intro music and all the ads and everything so that it all played out smoothly. All music played is either with permission or under the SoCan license to play. For more information on SoCan, you can check out the music license info page on our website, brainstormblog.net. I think that's everything, so give us a rating, a thumbs up, or a fave on your favorite podcatcher of choice. Join us on Facebook, join our Facebook group, like our page, follow us on Twitter, share the show, and spread the word. And definitely share in all the places, because we've dropped off a little bit this month for listeners. So thanks for listening, and remember, the truth matters.
This is an opinion-based podcast. Each person on the podcast is responsible for their own opinions, and those opinions don't necessarily reflect the views of the rest of the panel. Any guests or anyone associated with the people on the podcast, such as spouses, partners, children, other family members, friends, or employers. No one person speaks for the podcast, with the possible exception of Corey, and he doesn't speak for anyone else on the show. The Brainstorm Podcast does not represent the views of our sponsors.
We just wanted to say thanks to everyone who listens to us, shares the show, gives us a rating on iTunes or Stitcher, or supports us through Patreon and Gumroad. We don't have a lot of interaction sometimes with our listeners, but what we have had proves that we attract some of the best people around. Smart, kind, and cool. An audience truly worthy of the titles Hardcore and Woo-Free. Thanks for helping us make the world a smarter place.
And that's a wrap.